coming up on episode number 1228. It is I was going to say a triple cover story, but it's a 3.25 or 3.3 or something like that, because there will be a little extra bonus at the end. But the three I'm going to tell you about right now, three birthdays, three fantastic performers who hit it big in the 80s, and some would say beyond. Flock of Seagulls, Ali Score celebrating a birthday today, 65. Whitney Houston would have been celebrating her 55th birthday tomorrow. And later this month, Belinda Carlisle celebrating her 60th birthday. We've got one more. You'll get to that one at the end of the show. But it is a triple plus cover story for all those artists. And it's coming up right now on Coverville. All that, and I had the volume way too high. I'm going to fix that in post. We'll just do it right here.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
From Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another triple shot cover story celebrating the birthdays of Whitney Houston, Ali Score of Flock of Seagulls, and Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's. A lot of great stuff to get to today, and we're just going to jump right in with both feet, starting things off with a set of covers of Whitney Houston. Would have been celebrating her birthday tomorrow. Tragic loss. Incredible voice on Whitney Houston. Let's get right to it. You can probably predict a few of the songs in this set, but I'll bet the one you weren't predicting is this first one right here. It's by one of my current favorite bands, Churches. It's from an EP called The Mother We Share. Here they are with It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
I'd rather be alone than unhappy. upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done all right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. So when the night falls, my loneliness calls. Oh, I wanna dance with somebody. Somebody, I wanna dance with somebody, with somebody who loves me. I've been in love and lost my senses, spinning through the town. Sooner or later, the fever ends, and I wind up feeling down, 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 down. I need a man who'll take a chance on a love that burns hard enough to last. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
There's a boy I know, he's the one I dream of. Look into my eyes, takes me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, can't seem to get enough. When I wake from dreaming, tell me, is it really love? How will I know?
Don't trust your feelings.
How will I know? How will I know?
Love can be deceiving.
How will I know? How will I know if he really loves me? I fall in love with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you to know a about these things. Oh, I'm shaking. Wish I had you near me now. Said there's no mistaking what I feel is really love. How will I know?
Don't trust your feelings.
How will I know?
Thank you.
Originally done by Dolly Parton for the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, a song that she wrote for, oh, what was the guy's name? Hazelwood? Lee Hazelwood, is that right? Former partner, former writing partner. Love that version right there. That's Houth from the Secret Goldmine EP from 2011 and their cover of I Will Always Love You. Before that, The Greatest Love of All featuring Michael Kilgore on vocals there. That is Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox from their Selfies on Kodachrome release from 2015. How Will I Know? Well, just trust your feelings. Trust Will Young. He put that version of that song together for BBC Radio 2 Sounds of the 80s Volume 2 back in 2016. Marion Hill with her version of I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. That one from a collection called The Time Is Now. A bunch of covers on that one. Really, really good stuff. Came out in 2016. And it's not right, but it's okay. Churches from the Mother We Share EP that came out in 2013. I love everything that Churches does, and I will be unapologetic about including any Churches covers on this show because I think they're so awesome. And they were just here in Denver, or they will be sometime this month, I think. Pepsi Center? I can't remember, but I'm not going to see them. but they're here. They're going to be here. Let's get to Flock of Seagulls, another huge band in the 80s, and a band that people like to cover, not just that big song, not just I Ran So Far Away, but a lot of stuff. Now, earlier this year, the Flock got together with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra to record an album called Ascension, where they re-recorded all of their biggest songs and some of their deep cuts with a full orchestra backing, and it's amazing. It's really, really good. Of course, they do all their hits, and that includes this one right here, which I had to include. It's their recover of Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You, performed by Flock of Seagulls with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Here it is right now.
Thank you.
Hidden Citizens with a cover of Flock of Seagulls' I Ran So Far Away. That is the 2015 epic trailer version by Hidden Citizens. It feels like it should have been in a trailer if it wasn't. Maybe it was. If it was, I don't know which one, but it certainly feels like it was written solely with the intent of being on a movie trailer. Before that, Electricity by NoFX, that one from the Before You Were Punk Volume 2 album, way back, 1999, going for that one. Space Age Love Song by Gordon Merrick and Liz Enthusiasm, love that name. Best Friends Forever, Gordon Merrick and Liz Enthusiasm. It says so right on the title of their album from 2004, where they cover a bunch of 80s classics. In Excess, Flock of Seagulls, I want to say The Cult in there as well. Really good collection there. Rosetta Stone with their cover of Messages, that one from their album Unerotica from 2006. And a Flock of Seagulls themselves, joined by the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and a cover of Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You from Ascension. That one from a brand new album they released this year. Really, really cool stuff, where they redo all that stuff. All their classics, and like I said, some deep cuts as well on there, and love it. It's worth checking out, especially if you're a big fan of the Flock. All right, we got another set of music coming up in just a moment, some Go-Go's, so stick around for that. Before that, let me tell you about a project that's going on right now that's near and dear to my heart. You know why it's near and dear to my heart? Well, it's because it's my project. That's why. It's a really good reason for me to be excited about it and near and dear to my heart. I want to create Thunderdome. I want to recreate Survivor with podcasters. I want to make the Big Brother house with a bunch of silly content producers. That's what I want to do, and I want you to help. putting together a game show podcast called So You Think You've Got the Talent to Be America's Next Top Podcast Idol. And we've got on Kickstarter right now. It's almost about halfway funded, and it's about a week and a half in. So we're doing really well, but I'd really like for you to help out as well. Listen, you get some good stuff just by supporting this thing. Everybody who doesn't support the show is going to get the feed, you know, just a regular iTunes feed. They're going to hear the show every week, and it's going to be, all right, yeah, that's great and all. Terrific. I get a great show, and that's awesome. They're going to really enjoy what they hear. But you as a backer, are going to get some extra audio. You're going to get all the recording sessions with the whole team of judges. That's Scott Johnson, Nicole Spagnolo, and Justin Robert Young. You're going to get all of the coaching sessions with Mr. Tom Merritt. And if you have any interest in becoming a podcaster, this is the level that you want to support it at. Like $10, $25, it's a piece of cake. It's a no-brainer. And it's going to boost your podcasting productivity and knowledge and all that stuff. Go to bit.ly/toppodcaster. That's bit.ly/toppodcaster and sign up to support the show today. Thank you, TVZ Gun, for that link. I would have forgotten where I put that thing. Yes. All right. So Belinda Carlisle also celebrating her birthday this month. She seems like a Leo, doesn't she? Yes, she totally does. However, we're going to start this with a Jane Wiedlin cover. Now, if you are a Coverville aficionado, someone who listens to Coverville religiously and writes down every piece of valuable information that I produce, then it might be time to flip that 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper over and start on the backside, because here's another piece of information. Jane Wiedlin and Terry Hall of Funboy 3 and Specials fame worked together to write a song back in the 80s called Our Lips Are Sealed. And Jane recorded it with the Go-Go's, of course, very famously. Terry Hall also recorded a version with Funboy 3, less successful, but still really cool. And on the version you're about to hear, Jane Wiedlin works with some folks covering the song and kind of does it in the way that the Terry Hall version originally sounded like. It's really, really cool. This came out on a 2010 album called Video Killed the Radio Star, 80s Artist Covering 80s Hits. And it's funny, it's Jane Wiedlin covering one of her own. Here is Our Lips Are Sealed.
Darling, don't you just keep going strong. Head over heels, where should I go? Can't stop myself out of control. Head over heels, no time to think. It's like the whole world's out of. Been running so hard when what I need is to unwind. The voice of reason one I left so far behind. I waited so long, so long to play this part and just remember that I'd forgotten about my heart. Head over heels, where should I go? Can't stop myself out of control. Head over heels, no time to think. It's like the whole world's out of
spent alone. Vacation, all I ever wanted.
You know if there's going to be a J-pop version of a song. It's one of life's constants. I'm going to include it on the show just because I love him so much. Shiho Nanba, or Nanba Shiho, depending on which source you look at, from her album Choice from 2012, where she covers a bunch of great girl group songs. That is the Go-Go's We Got the Beat. Before that, Shane Searles from his Taxi Songs collection from 2009. Great version of Vacation. Love how it builds. That's a big plus for me. The Lascivious Biddies, again, a big favorite of mine. And if you are a longtime Coverville listener, I think they were the first band The first interview I ever did on the show was with the Lascivious Biddies, and we had to do the interview twice. There were so many issues. One of those great podcaster horror stories that you hear about where things just don't go right, and turned lemons into lemonade. I came up with such a great interview with them. So it's an early listen if you go back to that early episode of Coverville with the Lascivious Biddies. That one from their 2002 album, Biddy Lux. And great stuff. You can't go wrong with either of their albums. And if you do a little search for them online, you even find their visit on Cash Cab when they're in a cab in New York answering trivia questions. And it's the Lascivious Biddies. It's so cool. Belinda Carlisle, birthday girl herself, from her singles collection, a cover of John Lennon's Jealous Guy. And then we began with Jane Wiedlin kind of covering one of the songs that started it all for him, and covering it in one of the original forms that song took. Our Lips Are Sealed, that one you'll find on the 2010 collection. Video Killed the Radio Star, 80s artist covering 80s hits. And it's a great version right there of Our Lips Are Sealed. Still have We Got the Beat on the brain, apparently. Now, normally I just stop there. I think that's a solid show. That's a really good show. But I've got two more songs for you, because Kevin Rowland of Dexy's Midnight Runners also celebrating a birthday, and felt like the right thing to do to include a couple songs. Seems like people only want to cover Come On, Eileen. So we've got a cover of that coming up. But before we do that cover, I've got this one for you. Now, what was the year on this? Because this is the promo version. I want to say it was 1999. I could be wrong on that. I'm looking it up right now. Where is it? 1999, September 21st, 1999. Kevin Rowland recorded an album called My Beauty, and it was a reflective record. He had just come out of rehab, and during his time in rehab, he basically went through all of his favorite songs. And sometimes those songs' lyrics were different in his memory. Sometimes he changed the lyrics to fit his situation, and for whatever the reason, when he got out, he decided he was going to record a cover album with all of those songs that that helped get him through. One of those songs was Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, and he recorded his version of that with his modified lyrics, and then finished the album, had promo copies pressed and all that stuff. Everybody was cool with it except for the boss, and when the boss says no, it's a hard no. And so they actually had to re-release the album. Now, the original version was just promos. When they released the actual album, it did not include the cover of Thunder Road. Basically, Bruce said, hey, if you want to cover that song, that's great, as long as you use the original lyrics. Kevin Rowland said, no, I mean, this song really is personal to me, and to change the lyrics would change the whole feel of this album. But still, that version did get released, and you're going to hear it right now. Dixie's Midnight Runners lead singer Kevin Rowland and his cover of Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision she dances across the floor as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. Cause you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we're not so young anymore. Have a little faith, there's magic in the night. This is your beauty, LA, you are right. Oh, and that's all right with me. Yes. You can hide neath your covers and cuddle your pain. Make crosses from your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Wish your summer prayer in vain for a savior to arise from these streets. Well, I'm not perfect, that's understood. I'll tell you something, in you I more or less seem good. With a chance to make it real somehow, what else can we do now? Except roll down the windows and let the wind blow back your hair. Well, your life's bursting open, your beauty can take us anywhere. We've got one last chance to make this real, to tread in these wings on what's real. Come on, you are so beautiful. Oh, 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 come take my hand. We're going out tonight to kiss up. Open, but the ride's not cheap. Hell, I know you're lonely for words I've not spoken. Tonight we'll be free, our promises been broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the put-downs that you received. They haunt you still in the night, but now is the time to let them roll away. Yes, they scream your name at night in the streets. Congratulations, boy, the world's at your feet. You've always been alone. Now is the time to let that all go. Cause I'm here, I'm here. So come over here. It's a time for winners. We're getting.
Just like without you while they're babies. But not us.
No, never.
No, not us.
No, never.
We are far too young and clever.
Clad with a cover of Come On Eileen. That is the song that everybody wants to cover by Dixie's Midnight Runners. There's a couple more. There's some people who do Gino. Not a lot of great versions. And Remind Me When My Light Turns Green or something like that. But for the most part, when you cover Dixie's Midnight Runners, you're probably covering Come On Eileen. That one from the album We Avant-Garde a Chance from 1997 by Skyclad. And before that, Kevin Rowland from the promo version of My Beauty from 1999. Expect to pay upwards of $200 for a physical copy of that. That is Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. And that, my friends, is going to... Let me turn this down or else it's going to be super loud. There we go. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for being here, tuning in, being so awesome. Whether you're listening live like the streamers, I'm looking at you guys right now. You guys are so awesome. Or you listen after the fact, either on Twitch or on the podcast, you know, the way this whole thing started. I appreciate it. Hey, if you want to email me, request@coverville.com is the email address to use. Follow me on Twitter. You can message me there or call in your request at 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. We'll be back next week with another birthday for August. I'll give you a hint. She was also big in the 80s and has been, started in the 80s and been cranking out music constantly ever since then, and her name rhymes with Shmadonna. So if you think about that for a while, maybe you'll get it. I don't know. I was pretty cryptic, I know. That's going to be next week right here on Coverville. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. And until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Bye! Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you hear podcasts so good, they've always got the beat. Shmadonna.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.